This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Once again, President Bush is vigorously defending his decision to go to war in Iraq as the right thing to do. But there was something different in the president's remarks today. Gone was the sense of certainty that weapons of mass destruction will be found in Iraq. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
To get a sense of how the administration's language on WMDs has evolved, it's worth first hearing the specific way the president described Iraq's weapons in his 2003 State of the Union address.
Our intelligence officials estimate that Saddam Hussein had the materials to produce as much as 500 tons of sarin, mustard, and VX nerve agent. In such quantities, these chemical agents could also kill untold thousands. He's not accounted for these materials. He has given no evidence that he has destroyed them. U.S. intelligence indicates that Saddam Hussein had upwards of 30,000 munitions capable of delivering chemical agents.
In that speech, the president also warned that Iraq had an advanced nuclear weapons program. But in the more than 9 months since the fall of Baghdad, no nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons have been found. In his 2004 State of the Union address, the president instead talked of Iraq's, quote, weapons of mass destruction-related program activities. Still, even in the last week, there was an insistence from Vice President Cheney that actual weapons would still be found. But then this weekend, a new development. Weapons Inspector David Kaye, having just left his position in charge of the Iraq Survey Group, which has been searching for WMDs, told NPR that he had concluded that Iraq had no such weapons. In the wake of Kaye's statement, the White House still refuses to say there were no weapons. But listen to the president's far less specific response when asked by a reporter today if he is, quote, still confident that weapons of mass destruction will be found in Iraq.
There is no doubt in my mind that Saddam Hussein was a gathering threat to America and others. That's what we know. We know from years of intelligence, not only our own intelligence services, but other intelligence gathering organizations, that he had weapons. After all, he used them. He had deep hatred in his heart for people who love freedom. We know he was a dangerous man in a dangerous part of the world.
Mr. Bush's spokesman today said they look forward to the final report of the weapons inspectors, but the president said that he has great confidence in the intelligence community and stated again what has become the bottom line for the White House on Iraq, that the world is better off without Saddam Hussein. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.